Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Pick Sanchez is saying, hey, you can still catch the Dodgers for best record and have home field advantage in the World Series. Nah, you got 13 games left and you're 5.5 up behind them. You can't. You're not.
Have the Dodgers won 9 out of their last 10? The
Dodgers win 9 out of 10, period. That's their average. I mean, that's what the Dodgers do.
Let me see.
The Dodgers are, you ain't catching them. Braves and, no, you got a 4-game lead.
Sad that you don't,
4-5 on the Mets and Braves.
You're not a believer in this Astros team. That's sad. That's sad to me. After all they've done for
five
you,
and
you
a half
still,
games behind. With 13 to play?
What's that mean? The Astros are literally playing 90% winning baseball. They're 900 team right now over the last 10 games.
Over the last 10?
Yep.
Mm.
What
are the
Dodgers? 900 team.
What are the Dodgers?
I'll tell you what the Dodgers
800?
Are. 800.
800. Going to be tough to catch with 13 games left.
Every 10 games, they make up a game.
And there's only 13 left. I don't know.
Yeah. Look, the math isn't in my favor. Maybe they got a really hard matchup.
I don't think it matters. I don't think the Dodgers are getting to the World Series. I really think you.
You don't?
No. The Braves and the Mets. I don't know who wins that one, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, the Mets still have to come with. They still got to be better than their top two pitchers. I mean, you have to win every single game.
Let's see. Okay, so. The Mets will have to play the Braves before they get to the Dodgers. So the Mets and Braves are going to eliminate. The Cardinals are going to be playing. It's going to be the Padres and the Braves in round one, and it's going to be the Cardinals and the Phillies, and in the other, and the Philly Cardinal winner. The Philly Cardinal winner will go. Oh, no, actually, it's the Philly Cardinal winner. The Dodgers will have to play the Mets or Braves winner.
I mean,
not the Mets or Braves. Yeah, not the Mets or Braves winner.
No.
The Braves or Padre winner.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be interesting.
Padres could be.
The Braves beat them last year. The Braves can beat them again. The Braves are a good team.
What's Juan Soto really doing? I never hear anyone talking about Juan Soto anymore.
I don't think he's been doing all that much.
Good.
Why? Why do you care about Juan Soto?
Because they're gonna. If you're gonna just try to buy your way into relevance, I want you to fail.
Well,
build it.
Let's not forget that Juan just got, and let's not forget they don't have Tatis.
I don't care. That has nothing to do with Juan Soto.
Well, you don't.
I like the Padres, but the Padres haven't had Tatis all year.
Yeah. Let's see what Juan.
Juan Soto's fine. His last 15 games. No, his last 15 games, he's got a slugging percentage of.
His OPS is 652 this month. That's awful.
That was Jordan, too.
For the year,
it's 858. But, yeah, he has not been the guy the Padres have wanted, clearly.
It was 905 when he first – he had an OPS over 9 in August. September's been tough on him. September has not been good. He's got one home run this month.
You think it's going to be hard to scratch that check out for $40 million a year?
He's got 3 extra base hits this month.
Now, honestly, when they have
and
to,
it's the 21st.
When they have to scratch out $400 million a year,
yeah,
I mean $400 million check after having Tatis, how do you think that's going to feel?
You think there's no money in baseball?
Well,
in San Diego, you're paying that.
No, San Diego doesn't have. Me and Daniel Jeremiah talked about this. It's an issue.
Yeah,
San Diego's a big issue.
Well,
they don't have the rights deals.
No, right.
No, after they traded their top three prospects in their minors, they have to sign him.
Oh, no.
They don't have a choice.
No, absolutely they're
going to
sign
him. So, yeah, I think they're going to sign him to $40-plus million a year, and they're going to have that much money tied up for the next decade with two players, and one of them is a lunatic. One of them is wildly immature. The other one's a really good baseball player.
One of them is only averaging 24.
One of them
signed a stupid deal.
It's 24, but it's also forever.
Yeah.
Like for eternity, you realize that there's a chance both of us will be dead by the time this contract's done.
I think we'll be.
Based on Gilbert, yeah.
Yeah, 13 more years, I'm done. I think if you want to know the truth, I think Tatis is the one that's going to regret it, not the Padres.
I think it'll be a mutual. Well, I think it'll be the. I think I don't think Tatis is going to regret anything when he's got over $300 million guaranteed with a broken wrist and a hurt back, and he can't play anymore. And he's like, I keep getting paid until how old am I going to be?
Yeah,
and I get $20 million a year in each of these years. I think Tatis is in great shape.
Oh, you don't think he's going to be playing in 13 years?
I'm saying he can sing. I don't know if he'll be any good if he's having this many injuries.
He's a good player.
And he's this immature. He can Singleton. Well, he can John Singleton this thing into over $300 million.
Dollars. People grow up. You know what? I'll take that bet if you want to know the truth. I think he signed a stupid deal. I think Yordan is going to regret his deal. I think that Tatis is going to regret his deal.
Oh, Yordan's deal is fine. Yordan, you got a good deal. Don't listen to him.
Let's get underrated.
Yordan, you were great. It's fair for all sides.
When is Josh Pate coming up?
Josh Pate's up at the bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour, 8:30. We're going to talk college football with Josh Pate. Late Kick Josh. At Late Kick Josh. Great college football guy. So we'll talk to him bottom of the hour. Let's get underrated mess in here quickly. What do you say, underrated mess?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I did want to talk about how ESPN is on hype for Aaron Judge and all that good stuff, and that's cool. Like, he's a big dude. He's turning on the inside fastball a little better, but that kid still is second in the league in strikeouts. Nobody fears him like they did Barry Bonds, and that's the difference. The guy doesn't walk. For some reason, nobody intentionally walks him. So that's my big difference with him, is that teams will still pitch to him regardless of all these bombs he's hitting. And as far as the Astros go, last night was one of the – when Ryan Pressly came in and actually shut the door down on the bases loaded, that's when I really was like, okay, it's playoff time. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think analytics has changed the thought process on putting men on base. So I don't think they're going to intentionally walk him as much. With that said, right now he leads the league in walks with 93. So I don't know, underrated mess. They're still walking him, 93. The Barry Bonds thing, it was a different time. You just said, okay, this guy can hit a home run. We're going to walk him. Analytics say, why are you putting a runner on base with a chance to score? You have a better lineup with the Yankees. The lineup with the Giants was not as good. So there's a lot of factors to take a look at there. I mean, he does have an OPS of 1123, so you'd think his walk total might be even higher. I'm trying to find his intentional walks. Yeah, here it is, 17 intentional walks. I don't think that doesn't even lead the league. That is a little bizarre, isn't it? 17 intentional walks. Maybe he has guys on in front of him.
Go look up Barry Bonds' intentional walk numbers.
Maybe that he has guys on in front of him is the big difference, I would think. Oh, how many intentional walks do you think Barry Bonds has?
Well, yeah, he didn't have the lineup that the Yankees have.
Yankees, there's probably men on base too when Aaron Judge gets up. But how many? Just take it. What's the highest amount of? Just take a crack at it. You know, 17 right now. What's the highest number? I don't know it. I'm pulling it up right now.
What, the highest number of intentional walks in a season?
In a season for Barry Bonds.
For Barry Bonds, I'm going to guess intentional walks, I'm going to guess 63.
A little bit higher.
Is it over 100?
This is in 2004. So it's a little bit higher. He had 617 plate appearances, just to give you context.
Intentional walks, he had 90.
A little bit higher.
110.
A little bit higher.
Intentional walks?
He had 120 intentional walks. Aaron Judge has 17.
Yeah, that's a little different.
The year before that,
Who was behind him.
The year before that, he had 61.
That's it.
The year before that,
Stanton
he had 68.
Stanton is behind Judge. I mean.
Well, you know, it's impressive. How many MVPs did Barry Bonds win for his career?
MVPs.
You're not even going to come close.
Oh, no, he won a bunch. Didn't he? six.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven MVPs. He led the league in intentional walks 2, 4, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12 times in his career. What's crazy is he led the league in intentional walks in 92 with Pittsburgh, 93, 94, 95.
What was his on base, his best on base?
His best on base percentage?
He was up around 500 one year, wasn't
well,
he?
Well, actually.
He was. Lance is laughing.
This is so stupid.
It was 500, right?
What's his best on base percentage? You really need to go to Barry Bonds on Baseball Reference and go look at some of these stats. What do you think his on-base percentage was in 2004? What do you think his batting average was? He had 45 home runs. It's kind of a disappointing year. 45 home runs and 101 RBIs, right?
That's not great.
This is after...
That's great, but...
This is after the Game of Shadows came out.
Yeah.
What in 2004, what do you think his batting average was?
Batting average was 348.
62.
His
362. What do you think his on base percentage was?
500.
Higher.
Really?
Yeah.
550.
Higher.
Not 600.
Higher.
No.
609.
What the
police? That's what I'm saying. It's like 609. By the way, his on base percentage was 515, 582, 529, and 609 for 4 years in a row. For 4 years in a row,
wow.
He was over 500. You want to take a guess at what his highest OPS was?
His highest OPS was 1330.
1422.
Holy crap. That is unbelievable.
He is over 1,300 three of those years.
Would you buy a ticket to go see him? If he was here in Houston,
yes,
where
I would.
Where would you go buy that ticket?
I would go to my friends over at Simple Seats, and here's why: because at Simple Seats, I know that if I want to go get one of his home run balls, I can sit in a certain zone, a certain section of the park, and so when I go there, I'm going to look for certain zones. If I say, okay, this guy can hit home runs, not just the first, second row, he can go deep. So I might go to a zone. What I would do is he's a left-hand hitter. I'd go to right field. I would have gone to right field, and I could either go upper deck or lower deck, and I'll just say, you know what? He can hit them all over the place. I'll just do zone, because I know if I just pick zone, they will pick the seats for me, the tickets, and then I will get a discount on the price. Now, if I want to be specific on where I'm going, I can pick exactly where I want to go, and guess what? No matter where I sit with Simple Seats, there's never a fee. No matter how many tickets I get one or I get 10 or 12. I think 12 is the max they do. It's going to be no fees. There's never fees, never a transaction fee, never a convenience fee. Simple Seats makes it easy to get to the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros. They've got Longhorns, Cougars. They've got Texas A&M. If you've got a hard-to-get ticket in the playoffs, there's no doubt you're going to Simple Seats. You're going to go to Simple Seats because they're the best prices on all your playoff tickets as well. Nobody can beat them because they don't charge fees. So go to SimpleSeats.com. Use your promo code Lance10. And you are going to get a $10 discount off of your order, your first order of $50 or more. Lance10 is your promo code at SimpleSeats.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Joining us right now to talk about the Morley Law Firm is former boxing announcer Carlos Silva. Carlos, do it like you're do the spot like you're a boxing announcer.
Fight fans, here we go with the opening bout of the evening. When the bell sounds, the man in charge, Mr. Ronnie Ralston.
I love it. Carlos Silva. He was. There were years Carlos did. That's how we met when we were doing that. But right now he's representing the Morley Law Firm. And tell us about the Morley Law Firm, Carlos, what you guys are doing over there.
Well, I tell you, John, it's been a long time that we've had a law firm in Houston or in Texas that does what these guys do. Auto accident injuries, 18-wheeler accident injuries, work injuries, offshore and marine vessel injuries, railroad injuries, medical malpractice, divorce, adoption, criminal cases. The list goes on and on. If you have a problem, pick up the phone and call us at 713-839-9955, and we will find a solution to your problem.
Yeah, sometimes it's not great to need a lawyer, but if you do, okay, if you got problems with the law, you got a medical malpractice that you need to take care of. It's you know what that the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com. That's my man, Carlos Silva.
Thanks, John.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the UH Rice game, but we're going to do it. So see if you remember, okay? So you're listening now at exactly 9 o'clock. When your clock hits, your phone says 9 o'clock on the head. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. So you got to remember, to set your, well, you could set an alarm too, but or keep on listening. And at 9 o'clock exactly, caller number 5 is going to win a pair of tickets. You know, they're going to take on Rice, and you got a special ticket deal going on. Family 4-pack, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, 4 regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo. Enter promo code RICE4-PACK. Or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Josh Pate joining us at the bottom of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to talk about the college football weekend. Biscuit is with us right now. Biscuit wants to talk a little Astros. This has been basically an Astros baseball show, and deservedly so. Biscuit, what you got?
Yeah, yesterday was a lot of football. Today should be baseball.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you, fellas. Man. Lance, you just, and this has got to be one of the things when you're at the sports bar, one of the biggest arguments. There's just, I mean, you're rattling off numbers with Barry Bonds, and how many gold gloves did this dude win? And how, there's just no way, how is this dude not in the hall? I don't, man, even if you just, say you just want to strike the time he was in Frisco, just his time alone in Pittsburgh, and he's Hall of Fame worthy, man. It's just mind-boggling that baseball would do this, man. Man, and the thing, Lance, to me and John is when I watched Barry, he didn't swing at balls. That was the problem. You had to throw strikes, and once you did, man, that ball, that bat speed he had, that ball was coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's to me the key for Bonds. He didn't swing at balls.
Barry was an all-time great. He, you know, he got pissed that apparently, you know, it's been put out there that. He was pissed that McGuire and Sosa, who were not as good as him, were having these years. And he said, okay, let's see what happens if I do it. And then he turned into the most devastating hitter in the history of the game. Like, and Barry,
yeah, more than Babe Ruth.
More than Babe Ruth. And I brought up 92. Like, he was an MVP in Pittsburgh in 92. He was leading the league in intentional walks before he was even on steroids. There was a fear. What Biscuit's saying is true. His plate discipline was incredible. His knowledge of the strike zone was incredible, and he hit mistakes as well as anybody. But both can be true. He could be a cheater, and he could be one of the all-time greats before he was cheating. I mean, they're both true. Mark McGuire was not. Sammy Sosa was not. They were guys with prodigious power who were much more devastating players once they were juicing, and that was the key. It is wild that, you know, I choose not to look at baseball. Twitch is arguing about whether or not, and most people don't believe Aaron Judge is on steroids. I choose to believe he's not. See, that's the difference between Yankee fans will choose to probably believe everything Astros do is cheating. But I don't choose to believe Aaron Judge is. Now, part of that is my personality. I'm more naive, and I want to believe things are, you know, not bad. I don't personally look at Aaron Judge. He's a big guy. He's a really big guy. He's a good player. He's been a good player for a long time. I don't think Aaron Judge is juicing.
I don't know. I've always wondered about Pujols. I don't know.
No, I've wondered about, but Pujols played in an era where there's still lots of
there's
juice
a lot of
going
stuff
around.
Going on. Yeah, still going. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I don't know. I don't know about Stanton. I don't know. They're big, big, big guys. I have no idea. And you don't want to put it on him. Here's what's you see what's going on with Bonds and Clemens. It's a possibility it happens to Altuve too. There's a real possibility.
I just don't think so because so many people have come out and said Altuve was not part of it.
Yeah, but
I know it's voters. It's voters.
All those media members, I don't trust them.
He won't get in despite having a 200-hit season four times, despite everything he's done, especially in the postseason. I mean, look at his postseason home runs. By every measure of a player, Jose Altuve is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. By every measure.
Every measure.
But there is a chance that you'll have some crusaders who go out there and try to, I'll show you I am the baseball crusader. And put on your little cape and your mask and go out there and fly to your stupid-ass little baseball Hall of Fame voting and dun-dun-dun-dun, I am the crusader for right and justice in baseball. I mean, there's a big difference between the sign-stealing scandal of the Red Sox and Yankees and what the Astros did. So first let me just say, those are not the same. They're not the same.
Not as you got to use the word egregious. You didn't use the word egregious one
They're
time.
They're not as egregious. Yes. Was it illegal? Yes. Did they use Apple Watches? Yes. But it was not nearly as egregious.
Yeah. And Alex Cora knew nothing. After he won the World Series at 18.
He stopped.
He stopped. And no, I know that they were doing it.
He saw the Astros do it and he stopped.
It was a janitor that was doing it. But Alex Cora had no idea. You people are stupid. All right. When we come back, Josh Pate joins us right here on ESPN talking college football. The guy is great. If you haven't heard him talk college football, he is just awesome. So, first, let's talk a little tequila.
Oh, Maestro Dobel is going to be my friend this weekend. I've already got a couple new cocktails that I want to check out. And I've already got my – I'm going to use my Jumito, which is my smoke silver, for one of them. You can use Reposado or that one. And then the other one I am going to – I'm trying my first – tequila with an añejo. I mean, I'm trying my first cocktail with an añejo. I usually just sip that, but I'm going to have it in my actual cocktail this time. And Maestro Dobel is the one producing these different types of tequilas. You heard me mention three different types of tequilas: Reposado, the smoke silver, the Cristalino, which is called the Diamante, the añejo extra. And you say, whoa! I thought it was just tequilas, either light or gold colored. No, that's not. If you're dealing with a company like Maestro Dobel, you're going to find a large spectrum of different types of tequilas, and they've got different flavor profiles. Each one, they have been specially created to have distinct flavor profiles that will fit whatever you're looking for, whether it's for your margaritas, for your cocktails, or just as a sipping tequila. I promise you, you're going to find something at Maestro Dobel you really, really love. Go check them out. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you can find Maestro Dobel. And try it on for yourself. I promise you, the Añejo as a sipping tequila is phenomenal. Definitely check that out. But wherever fine liquors are sold, you have a chance to experience 11 generations of tequila makers in Maestro Dobel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk Chastang Ford, baby. My people over at Chastang Ford. And a promise that they'll make to you. First of all, I promise you that they're going to get you, one of the first things that they're going to ask you is where your payments have to be so that you don't choke on them, because that's the most important thing. You do not want to be in a vehicle 2-3 years down the line and go, I can't afford this. So you make that decision, and then they get you there. Now, I would love to have the highest end and everything else. I can't afford, so let's get to where I can. The promise, they will never add on anything. So you don't want leather seats, they're not going to say, oh, you got to get leather seats, you got to get window tints, you got to get a bed liner. No. You get what you want exactly how you want it. Third promise, you order it, you're going to pay under MSRP. That is not happening in this city. You will get this from Chastang Ford. If you're ordering it, you will pay under MSRP because they're going to do their damnedest to get you every rebate you can possibly get you from Ford and get you under that MSRP. While other dealerships are marking up $5,000-$10,000 more, even more. It's ridiculous out there. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, one place to go, Chastang Ford. At Chastang Ford, you can do it all online at Chastang Ford. I like to go and talk to the people and be right there at the dealership. That's what I did when I ordered mine. It's all at Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This is a fun segment. I love talking college football. Josh Pate, national college football analyst for two 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports headquarters, at Late Kick Josh. He is a must follow. Josh, welcome back to the show. Great to have you. How you doing?
I hope it's as beautiful in Houston this morning as it is Nashville. I'm about to find a reason to get out of the office the rest of the day.
Oh, it's perfect here. It's like 120% humidity. It's perfect outside
here. The dew point's elevated at 74%. Dew point, by the way, don't look at humidity. Look at dew point.
Dew point is underrated.
They say if dew point hits 70, it's considered, quote-unquote, oppressive.
That's what. And guess what? It's like 90 here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Josh. You got some thoughts on your and if you got to go to Josh's Twitter feed to see his thoughts on Urban Meyer. Interesting that Nebraska wants talking about him anyway. My son got a little insight. My son played at Missouri State under Dave Steckel. Worst program, and I'm not even joking. FBS, FCS, doesn't matter. Division II, III, worst program ever. Bobby Petrino comes there a couple of years later, and they're almost beating Arkansas. They're in the college football playoffs. Bobby Petrino, forget Urban Meyer with his stuff. Any chance Bobby Petrino is coaching a big-time program again?
Yeah, there is. This conversation fascinates me. The entire conversation around ethics, character, and everyone defines those things differently, by the way. So this entire conversation around this right now, it's a program-to-program kind of thing, and it may even be a booster-to-booster, administrator-to-administrator kind of thing as to how people feel. My feel on it is there are things that would be non-negotiables for me. You know, if I'm over here at Pate State and I'm looking to hire a guy to lead my program, there are things that are non-negotiables. And I would definitely have to sit you down and man-to-man look you in the eye, and I would have to be sold on the fact that you are the right person to lead me. But what I'm not hiring an angel. I'm hiring a football coach. And when I pack my stadium on Saturday, they're not packing the stadium so that we can unroll a scroll from end zone to end zone of all of your good works, and there's no blemish here, no blemish there. They want to see a product on the field that makes them proud. And so when we consider how many programs there are out there in any given hiring cycle, and how desperate they are in any given hiring cycle, and how proven a commodity someone like Petrino is, or even someone like Meyer is, my answer is an unequivocal yes. Now, what I don't think is Bobby Petrino, 5 minutes after all that went down at Arkansas, was about to get another gig somewhere. Nor do I think Urban Meyer, in the next 5 minutes, is about to get a gig. Nor do they need it, because that's not really how PR works, and that's a part of this, obviously, but I think down the road, in Meyer's case, after he sits in a TV studio a couple of years, or maybe Petrino, after he runs off the rest of what he's going to do this year, yes, I think there's going to be an opportunity somewhere for someone like that.
Now, Art Briles crossed your line, right?
I think, yeah. And you're delving into an entirely different set of issues, because with Petrino, what his transgressions were personal transgressions. Whereas when you're talking about Art Briles, I mean, you're talking about legitimate victims that on his watch suffered. And the victimization from what Bobby Petrino did is he handled himself poorly and people lost their jobs who were associated with him. And that's not nothing. I understand that. But, yeah, we're talking about two totally different pools there.
Yep. All right, Josh Pate. He has got out, and you're catching a bunch of grief over it, especially Danny Cannell. What are you thinking, Danny Cannell? You've got your power ratings out for college football, all right? And that's different than ranking. So you got Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. That's what everybody's got, right? You got OU, then Michigan, then Penn State.
Woo, PSU's kind of low there. I saw that smooth. Wait, that's where you were last week, right? Were you at Penn State, Auburn? Where were you last week?
I was at Penn State.
What an ass kicking that was! After the first, Penn State went down, and I think they got a field goal, and then Auburn went down and scored a touchdown. If I remember correctly, I think that's how it went. And I remember thinking, boy, the speed of the SEC, this is going to be a good one. And I mean, Josh, total ass kicking after that. Just really impressive performance by Penn State at an SEC opponent that was loud.
Yeah, not a real SEC opponent.
Oh, let me tell you, though, it was loud. I mean, they're still SEC athletes.
Brian Harsin-led team.
There's still SEC athletes on the field. Supposedly the SEC is always better than the Big Ten. Their athletes are so much better. The crowd was rocking. I thought the crowd was really into it. Only, you know, it's also early in the season. But what a statement, I thought, by Penn State.
Yeah, okay, so I could respond to what was just said for about 30 minutes, but here's how I'll condense it down. And I'll circle back around to the whole Cannell situation, because, yes, it does need to be addressed. So there were SEC athletes on the field Saturday. Here's the problem. If I were to put potato sacks on everyone and you didn't know who was who, you would have thought Penn State was the SEC team.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really fully ready for that, to be honest, guys. I've watched both of them play on TV already this year. But I kid you not, if you would have stood on the field, I just stand on the sideline the whole game. I like it down there better. And when you're watching them, Penn State's bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. And if you go back and you look at historic recruiting rankings for these rosters over the past five cycles, the recruiting blue chip ratio indicates to you they should be pretty comparable rosters. They're not. Whatever happened once they got on campus, I can assure you they're doing something better at Penn State than they have been at Auburn. Secondly, that first or second drive, if you'll remember, Sean Clifford got depleted. And it happened right there in front of me. And it's the kind of hit where you just know he's gone. He's out of the game. They're about to bring in the true freshman back up, and they'll probably have to run a condensed version of whatever their offensive game plan is.
Yeah.
And then he gets up. 40 seconds later, they run QB sneak with him.
I know. They ran a power left.
Had you gone to the bathroom and you missed the play, you never would have known the hit even happened. It had that little total impact on the game. Penn State goes right on about their business. I've been to Jordan-Hare Stadium for games many times. I've never seen the place empty out like that. Mm-hmm. It was emptying late third quarter. It was pretty much empty 10 minutes to go in the game.
Hey,
and that's the place where they showed up. They were ready, man. They were charged, and they were still behind Harsin. And I've never seen a situation with a coaching hot seat, I guess you want to call it, change so radically over the course of one afternoon.
Mm-hmm. That's how Joe Burrow won over LSU in that bowl game against Central Florida. We'll see. I've never been a big Sean Clifford guy, but
I haven't either. But he played well. Sean Clifford has been a bad quarterback chunks, but he was good on Saturday. He's actually been good so far.
Here's what he is, though. To me, here's what he is. He's a guy who is not Bryce Young. He's not C.J. Stroud. He's not capable of carrying a team on his shoulders. But since they haven't had a ground game there until 5 minutes ago, it's what he's had to do if they were going to win anything. If you watch them Saturday, all of a sudden, it's not every single play, let's see what Sean can do. All of a sudden, it was Sean handing off to someone, let's see what that guy can do. Sean, quick slant to someone, let's see what this guy can do after the catch. If Penn State can do that, if they got plus offensive line play, and they have complementary pieces, especially like Nick Singleton, that true freshman back there, he's plenty good enough to do everything they need him to do. He just needs those complimentary pieces around him, which he has for the first time.
I'm looking at your poll. It's your rankings, your power ratings. I think just a couple of thoughts. I'm not going to Danny Cannell you, but I think you got Tennessee too high at 7. I saw him against Pitt. I didn't think they were all that impressive. I think you got SC too low at 11. And I really think you got Kentucky way too low at 19.
Okay. Here's the problem. I know what you mean by that, because if I was doing a merit-based ranking system like the AP, I'd have Kentucky in my top 10. So I totally get what you're saying. All I do with that thing, to me it's the least controversial thing I do, somehow it doesn't get interpreted that way. All I'm doing is taking what a computer spits at me, and it's made to generate hypothetical point spreads. So it's just who would be favored against who in neutral field tomorrow. And with Kentucky, I mean, I'm just telling you, there are 15 teams in this country that would be favored against Kentucky, as we've seen with Kentucky. Doesn't mean it would matter, because they just went in the swamp and beat Florida as about a touchdown underdog. But that's kind of the way that works. That's like the SEC title game last year. Bama thrashes Georgia. They play again a month later. Georgia's still favored. And for some reason, I think a lot of people in those replies, including Mr. Cannell, have already forgotten that fact.
You think LSU and Kentucky are pretty comparable?
The teams are radically different, but in totality, in the aggregate, yeah, I think that if you were to put them on the field tomorrow, the line that you would get from Vegas would be pretty close to pick them.
You think so? I think that Kentucky has a level of consistency.
Yeah, that's what LSU doesn't have. LSU has been dominant in the fourth quarter, dominant in both of their wins against Mississippi State and their loss against Florida State, but dominated in the fourth quarter. But they haven't shown up really in the first half against anybody.
Yep. I think the counter to that would be overall talent level on a roster is obviously going to be taken into account, and LSU's going to have that little bit of an edge. So I'm talking about when you're generating a point spread. I'm not talking about how the game plays out. How the game plays out, look, if Vegas were to put out that pick 'em, I'd probably be right there with you guys cashing a Kentucky ticket. I just think that's how the spread would be generated on that.
It would be interesting, I think. I think when you look at, let's bring it close to home for a second. Texas, we knew they had a sneaky game where they could come out flat, and they did for the first half. They showed up in the second half. Texas A&M, on the other hand, that was, I know Jimbo gets out of there with a win. You have a brand new quarterback in Max Johnson. I still come out of that game, and I see the mistakes Mario Cristobal made, the mistakes like the fumble punt that Miami made. I don't necessarily feel a whole lot better about Texas A&M despite the win against Miami. I still think that I think they're a pretty good defense, and I still think there's just not enough on offense. That if this game gets into the 20s, it's hard for them to win these games, I think.
Yeah, here's why I'm glad they're playing Arkansas this week. The first thing is Miami put up nearly 5 yards per carry.
Yeah,
and
they
Miami
ran
had 27 first downs and didn't find the end zone. So explain to me how that happens. But I saw a lot in that game that reminded me of the App State game. And even when it comes to total plays, I think Miami had 77 to A&M 50-something. So the box score really kind of indicated that it was a replay of the App State game. It's just that Miami had a ton of critical drops. That wide receiver core should be locked up for about 3 months, by the way. They had a ton of critical drops, procedural penalties and whatnot. And so A&M gets the win. The reason I'm glad they're playing Arkansas is because if that run defense for A&M is a little more leaky than recruiting rankings indicate it should be, then Arkansas will expose it. And on the other hand, Arkansas has got one of the worst statistical pass defenses in America right now. And if we're ever going to see A&M break through, if we're ever going to see them, who knows, do something crazy like crack 20 points on the scoreboard, it'll be against Arkansas. And so if we're ever going to see a couple of things truly found out about them, I think it's this Saturday's game. I think that's why it's one of the must-see games in the country this Saturday.
A&M's still a favorite, 1.5.
I can't believe that.
I can't either.
Well, after that Missouri State game, I'm telling you, I watched it, I was like, holy crap, Missouri State is going to pull this off. At Late Kick Josh on Twitter. Josh, I went to the U of H Kansas game, and like you, when you saw Penn State, and when I saw Kansas, wait till you see this offensive line. When you get up close with this team, this ain't your brother's Kansas team or your sister's Kansas team.
God forbid he has to get up close with a Kansas
team. Listen,
he's trying to go to the best games every week.
Listen, Kansas is a decent football team now.
See, now all of a sudden it's – so my wife's a Longhorn. You know that, Josh. I think we talked in the press box. But my wife is a Longhorn. Oh, it's all fun and games when Kansas is beating Texas. Now, they're a damn good football team when they beat Houston.
Well, no, but
this
they,
is a tough.
Listen,
but they are.
They
and
have
the reality
been,
is,
they've been validating that win.
Good dual threat quarterbacks change everything.
Well, that's not a good dual threat quarterback. That guy is a difference maker.
Yeah, he is.
He is. He is lightning that dude, and he really knows how to run the option. Unlike a lot of guys, he knows how to option football.
They, they recently played West Virginia. They won 55-42, and that's got Neil Brown in some hot water up there because people rightfully are saying, how come Lance Leopold's come into Lawrence, Kansas, and done in half the time what you haven't been able to do here? And what was funny is once those West Virginia folks got to see that quarterback, all they could say was, is that Pat White? Is that their Pat White? That looks like Lawrence Pat White. And I finally got to see him play, not in person yet, although who knows, man, if they keep winning. I think they got Iowa State next week, so keep that on your radar. But I can't believe what he's done there. And it's happening at the exact right time, because look at all these jobs that are coming open. And look at what Lance may have his choice of. To me, if you've got a job opening, either now or about to come open, there are so many interesting candidates in the Sun Belt. There are so many interesting candidates like Lance Leopold that are on the come up that are not at a current place that's probably equipped to hold on to them if it comes to a bidding war. And they're also builders. Like Lance Leopold has built, and he's done it pretty quickly, and he's shown he knows how to work the transfer portal. So I can't wait. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I can't wait to watch Kansas the rest of this year. And then I can't wait to watch Leopold just in general to see where his career arc takes him.
Well, the thing is, though, is the offense, and you got to have that guy to run. He reminded me of Tommy Frazier. That's how good, how well he runs the option. But the thing is that the kind of offense that you want, and it's going to win at the highest level? Winning at Kansas is one thing. Winning at the highest level is another.
Yeah, it is. Well, so here would be my counter. Right now, what Jimbo does at Texas A&M, and I think the last time I was on with you guys, I talked about this. The higher on the food chain you go, the more options you give yourself in terms of philosophy, in terms of system. So sometimes when you're at a place like Kansas, or you're at a lower-level program, the system that you run is dictated by the kind of athlete you can get. When you get up the food chain, you get to the highest level, you can get any kind of athlete you want, and you can tailor it to whatever system you want. So to me, when I look at someone who has a system that works at the lower level, I don't know that I doubt its ability to translate once you move up the ladder a few rungs. I just think you're going to up the level of athleticism, that you're going to be able to plug into that system, thus more depth, thus more versatility and variety that you can sprinkle into the system. Listen, I don't know any defensive coordinator out there that if you were to watch what Lance Leipold's doing right now and you were to say, take that, keep it executing at that level, give them a little bit better athletes in the aggregate, that would be excited about playing against that.
But you got to have Daniels. You got to have the guy who's pulling that trigger.
Yeah, but don't tell me that Kansas can get that and Nebraska can't. You know what I mean? They're right there in neighboring states. Nebraska's gone into a complete and total tank. And it is, just embarrassing. And we got to break it here. But I do think a really good coach can make a huge difference when it comes to building a program. At some point, though, it turns into recruiting.
Yeah. Well, and it
you
turns
can portal your way in
again,
early. But
again, you can have all those guys and all the Jimmys and Joes, but you got to have that guy pulling that trigger that, like, he is. He's special. I'm telling you, that dude.
Same with Sean Clifford.
Yeah. No, not so much. All right, that is Josh Pate at Late Kick Josh on Twitter. He's a must-follow. Great stuff, as always. We really appreciate your time, Josh, every week. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Josh.
Sorry, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Josh. Josh Pate right here on ESPN 97.5. QC. Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, so important for so many of you dealing with knee pain, hip pain, back pain, shoulder pain. Where's the joint that is causing you problems? Is it arthritis? Did you know that there is a potential solution for you and it doesn't involve steroid shots? I had Joe Thomas once tell me you can't have more than three. I mean, this guy's like a Hall of Fame tackle, and we were going through it. I was trying to find solutions for my wife. Like, what could I do to help my wife out with her bone-on-bone knee issue? And a right knee. And he's like, yeah, you can't do more than three shots, you know, per year. It becomes degenerative, more degenerative than it already is. And then there's surgeries. And then I found QC Kinetics. What a difference it makes. My wife's gone through two treatments over there. I know things are already starting to feel better for her from a pain standpoint. Now we're working on mobility. It's going to be a five-step process. She went in and had her consultation. See, I'm telling you guys and ladies right now, you don't have to live with chronic pain. Having regenerative, restorative medicine or biological therapies like QC Kinetics uses is a difference maker. It's why pro athletes have relied on it, and it's why you have a solution other than the old school shots, surgeries, downtime, and drugs. You don't have to have the bottom four of your recovery. You need to be looking at restorative, regenerative powers from QC Kinetics. Go to QCKinetics.com or call them today to set up your free consultation, 713-913-5285.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Time to talk about Coors Light. Man, I am an enthusiast. I have been an enthusiast. I want to thank him for Coors Light. Drank a lot of Coors Lights in Denver. Went up. I wanted to go to Golden, but the brewery was closed. I should have probably checked that before I left, but I didn't. Here's the deal is I didn't care. You know what? Everywhere I went, there was Coors Light. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. Me and my buddy, you have no idea how many we threw down while we were there. Here's the deal is it doesn't matter. I was refreshed. I was refreshed the whole time. It's not stifling in Denver like it is here, but we still had to keep Denver chill. I mean, you want to talk about perfect, perfect, perfect weather? It was. But I still needed my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. And I was refreshed the entire time I was there. The entire time that I was there. If you're looking for, I think, the world's most refreshing beer, keeping Texas chill. Come on. It's stifling out there. You need to be chilled. If you're going to do anything, open up a nice, cool, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is the world's most refreshing beer.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up Ryan Tannehill and drop Jalen Hurts.
I've got to decide.
Is that what you just asked me?
I've got to decide between Tua or Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has three of the worst quarters you could possibly have, and then he gets junk points. Like in week one, he got a bunch of junk points. And week two is junk points that turned into a win.
How many points did Tua have last week?
He was on my bench. 38. That's a lot. He was on my bench. I still won because I had Stephon Diggs. I had two guys that played well.
Yeah.
One was on the bench and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs just, God, what a killer. Every year. But this is how it always is. People forget that. Andre Johnson was considered the best receiver in football one year. Huh. DeAndre Hopkins, one, maybe 2 years, was considered best. The best receiver in football has a tendency to change almost every year.
Do you know where
years.
I got?
Who's the best receiver in football
in
right
my
now?
Other league? Stephon Diggs right now.
Who did you, before week two, who did you think it was? Stephon Diggs or Justin
Jefferson? No, Justin Jefferson.
So it's changed in
every week. Yeah. But do you know where I got a regular snake draft?
Yep.
You know where I got Stephon Diggs in that draft?
Well, that's probably a run on running back, so probably like 15th, 14th.
I got him 21st.
Can you get me in that league? Is there any openings?
21st.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
PPR league?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I know.
How do I not?
I got
is anyone
Taylor first overall, Andrews 20th, and Diggs 21st.
Andrews? Who's
Mark Andrews.
Why'd you draft a tight end second?
It's Stephon Diggs, and it was the same thing. It goes back. It was the first pick overall.
Oh, yeah, snaked. Still, why'd you draft a tight end that early?
Because he was the best at the position and still there.
Wait, still?
Mark Andrews is going to give me points this year. Travis Kelce went in the freaking.
Wait, why are y'all having a run on tight ends like that?
Well, no, Kelce and Andrews went high. And they do. Last year we had a guy draft Kelce in the first round.
Yeah, but Kelsey's a wide receiver. I wouldn't have drafted Andrews that fast.
Andrews was higher rated than Kelce going into the season. Higher rated than most boards.
Why? Tyreek Hill is gone. Pat Mahomes is throwing to Kelce as his primary target.
Yeah, but Andrews is all he's got. All he's got.
It's turned into Bateman is all. Bateman is the guy, not Andrews.
Well, but going into the season, Bateman wasn't going to do what Bateman just did. I mean, so.
Like I said, get me in that league.
Oh, really? Because I put up 162. You would have been, why do I have to face John?
Why do I have to face John? I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, just 162. Is that enough for you?
Tua versus Buffalo. Kyler Murray versus the Rams.
Yeah. Thank you very much. 162.
Look how good my running backs are.
When you put up 162,
are.
Tell me.
Look how good my running backs are. Cam Akers, Ezekiel Elliott. Well, this is good stuff. I do have Mike Thomas. I snaked him for like $7 in our auction. Mike Thomas is a dude now.
Oh, he is. Only because you can't trust him. You know what? If there's another, you know who he reminds me of? Kyrie.
Does he
reminds me of a lot of Kyrie. Yeah, if there's another attack on the Capitol, Mike Thomas is shutting it down.
You think Mike Thomas is that kind of, dude, Kyrie, the only person who reminds me of Kyrie is Kanye. Kanye West and Kyrie are kind of the same guy.
Don't they hang out?
I don't know if they hang out, but I swear to God, Kyrie is just basketball Kanye. They believe conspiracy theories. They think everyone's out to get them. They believe they're more intelligent than they are. I had somebody on Twitter said, Kyrie is what I've been trying to tell y'all, is somebody who thinks they're way more intelligent than you are, and they try to use conspiracy theories to prove it, that you couldn't possibly be on their level because you don't know about this with the flat earth. Like, how could you even possibly be on their level about the moon landing being staged in a TV lot? you couldn't possibly be on Kyrie's level. Okay. And Kanye's the same guy. Kanye is literally a Christ figure.
Yeah.
In his mind.
Yeah.
He calls himself Jesus. His shoes, I mean, it's true.
We were talking a little bit about this. The Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers have a better ERA than the Astros. That just is pissing me off. I can't even tell you. But Julio Urias, his ERA, 2.27. Gonsolin is what? What's his record now? He was 16-1. He's not even in the Cy Young conversation.
I know. Well, he's missed some time. His ERA is low. He's got good numbers.
Tyler Anderson just threw six innings, no runs, six strikeouts yesterday. I'm like, screw Tyler Anderson. Screw Urias. Screw Gonsolin. Screw all these guys. I'm sick of the Dodgers. But we'll find out. Sandy Alcantara is real. But he's a Marlin. I mean, don't the Marlins come up with a great, unbelievably great pitcher every year? Oh, well, the dude who died. That was so sad.
Yeah.
That was so sad.
That was a while back.
Yeah, but he'd be one of the top pitchers in baseball right now. 9 o'clock ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, we got a winner. We got a winner on the contest. You guys remembered at 9 o'clock to call in. So congratulations. We got a winner for the UH tickets. 713-780-3776. When we come back, more Astros baseball or football. You guys can decide. 713-780-3776.
Something big happened in sports yesterday. It's not major, but it does have a ramification on basketball and baseball moving forward, and we'll get to what that is when we come back.
But right now, we got Jeff Aronoff that we're talking about over at Absolute Marble and Granite. That's right, Jeff Aronoff. Jeff Aronoff is going to make your place, wherever you live or wherever, whatever your business is, he's just going to make it better. He's going to make it so that you, when you sell it, or he's going to make it so that people will actually come into your business, okay? Do you want a new business, a patio for your restaurant? Do you want a new bar because your bar is really shungad and terrible? Do you need to upgrade and redo your bathrooms? Because if they're gross, you know what? First of all, women aren't coming because you can't even go to the bathroom there. That's not okay. So you don't want to eliminate over 50% of the population in your business just because you're gross. So what you need to do is call Jeff Aronoff and let him redo those bathrooms. Let him redo that bar. Let him put in that outdoor patio for your business. You know what? You want people to sit outside and eat? That's great. Well, you got a restaurant and you want that? Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Give him a call. Let him start the process. He's going to give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. All right? 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. Going to improve your place of business or home. 713-880-2822.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.